Happy Valentine's Day after that, everybody.
Yeah, come on, light up.
You know, it's funny. We bitch and moan about all the money you maybe have to spend today on your Valentine.
Yeah.
But there are people out there who would literally pay anything to have someone tell them, I love you.
A little companionship.
And it turns out a lot of folks are unknowingly doing just that.
Okay.
Story on News 8 this week says the state of New York is warning people in a rise of romance scams that always show up around Valentine's Day. And if you're not familiar with the romance scam, your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, your weird uncle,
yeah.
They meet someone online.
Yeah.
And they fall head over heels in love with them, despite the fact they've never actually met them.
Mm.
They know they're the one, Tommy.
Yeah.
And you find out that this loved one of yours has been sending this person money and gifts, thinking this is the person they're going to spend the rest of their life with. And it turns out that person does not exist.
Right.
According to New York State, last year, in just the state of New York, victims lost $25 million in romance scams.
That's one state?
Wow.
And let's keep in mind, those are just the ones we know about,
mm-hmm.
right? There are some people that are too embarrassed to come forward.
Or they don't even know they got scammed.
Bingo. Bingo. And Kimmy, it's those people that I want to talk about.
The people who aren't aware.
Are unaware they're being scammed. Tommy, do you know anyone whose family member has been wrapped up in something like this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Kimmy, have you met anybody whose family member has been wrapped up in something like this?
Oh, I don't think so. Not directly, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know a couple of people who have family members that have fallen into this. And each story is exactly the same. The loved ones find out that their relatives in this situation. They first gently try to tell their loved one, this is not real. And then that loved one gets really pissed.
Hey, because you're telling them they're stupid.
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
And you're telling them that they wouldn't be worthy of that, too.
Bingo. And they're embarrassed. Yeah.
And for all of them that I've heard, at least people personally, the family members refuse to believe it. And they kick and they scream and they insist this person loves them and they need them and they've never been happier. And if you've had this show up in your family, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I want to talk to you.
Go ahead.
Tommy, you don't want to see your family member get taken advantage of.
Yeah, because they could get drained and be broke.
But
what?
Is the kind thing to do just let it happen?
But to the point, like,
you don't want to bury them, though.
They can be wiped out.
Yeah.
Or significantly wiped. You know what I mean? Like, what's the number you could tolerate them losing? Because that's really what it comes down to.
Okay, so let's ask that question at the end, because I want to paint a scenario. Right. Hear me out. 252-WCMF. We all want someone to make us happy,
right?
All right. And despite these folks getting ripped off, as far as they know, they are happy.
Mm-hmm.
They have someone.
Right.
And if you take that away, sure, you are saving them the money that they're losing, but they're also alone again.
But that cold, hard truth is going to show up when the person doesn't materialize in front of
But for some people, that doesn't matter.
All right.
Right? I mean, like, just knowing someone somewhere loves them is good enough for
them. Well, what if, grandma or grandpa, they lose the house?
Okay. Well, go move in with your Ukrainian girlfriend.
But that's also my inheritance, man.
Okay, now you're being selfish.
I'm not being selfish. You know, it's...
you can't even come up with words after that sentence.
But that's my money.
Demitas. No, it's their money.
Right, but when you croak, it becomes my money, and you're spending your croak money.
Kimmy, I'm going to talk to you for a second.
And there is no happiness at that age.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
I think it may be harder to deal with.
Yeah.
Believing no one can love you than losing a lot of money.
Because I think that...
What?
So I watched, a whole, special on this, and there were people who, genuinely did not know they were being scammed. They thought this was a person who was in love with them. There were also people who kind of felt like in the back of their minds that this probably wasn't real, but they craved that connection so badly that even though everybody laid out the proof and they met the real person, that wasn't the person they thought they were talking to, they still continued to talk to that person and carry on that relationship because... They wanted that connection. They wanted that attention, you know? Like, they felt like without it, they didn't have anything else.
I mean, the more that you think about it, and look, you're right. It gets to a point where this is unsustainable.
Right.
But at the same time, something is better than nothing. And we all go to work to afford things we want, right? If you want a boat, you go to work to get a boat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could be something as simple as having a roof over your head.
Sure.
But if all this person wants in the world... is someone to love them, and they have to pay for it, What's the difference between is that it, and a boat?
Is it that different than like...
Well, I can use the boat. I can borrow the boat. I can't borrow your girlfriend.
Is it that different than somebody like that stereotype of a guy that goes to a strip club and spends all of his money on the dancers?
Those guys are sad too.
And the dancers, but just because, you know, they'll talk to him for a little while, he doesn't care.
But I told you, I had a buddy lose a business
yeah.
over
yeah. it. Like, I know, but could you stop him?
No, but like it... But at some point, like, his whole family suffered. Like, his whole family went down the drain, and he had, like, a lot of kids.
Okay, I understand.
And it wiped him out.
But that's a different situation where you're in a marriage, in a relationship, you have somebody there.
And here's the difference, and I'll say this quickly.
Okay. Quickly, go!
He was young, so he had time to financially recover. If you're my age, and you go down this rabbit hole, you're wiped out. There's no recovering.
Okay. So then I'll ask what you brought up a second ago, maybe the most important question.
What's
here
that?
Again. The story on News 8 earlier this week, Valentine's Day here. The New York State says around Valentine's Day, you see these romance scams, fake people scamming older, vulnerable, lonely people into believing they are somebody who loves them. They send them money, blah, 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 blah. Bang. You don't want to see your loved one do it. But is the more humane thing to just let them spend the money and believe somebody loves them? What is the number then, Tommy, that you could tolerate a loved one you losing annually?
Annually,
yeah, because this could go on for years. Yeah. There are stories where they go on for decades. There is a man recently who is suing a woman in Las Vegas who he believed was, I mean, she's real.
Yeah.
He believed that they were going to be together forever. He sent her like $30 million over like 15
Wait,
years.
Wait, he had $30 million?
He was a whale, obviously.
I hope.
But like it went on for 15 years.
Yeah.
All right, so Tommy, annually, how much should this person be spending where you go, it's worth what they think they're getting?
I mean, it would have to be over a year.
Yeah.
Less than 2G.
2G? Wow, you ain't getting a hot Ukrainian girlfriend for 2G.
It's going to be way more than that.
Well, then you need to lower your standards. Find another country.
Kimmy, what's your number?
Try Moldova.
Where
that's
I knew.
It's not a country.
Yeah, it's right next to it. Huh?
Moldova? Is it Moldova?
Something like that.
Dumas?
Oh, Demitasse. The island of Demitasse. No, I would be pissed if it was
2G. Kimmy, what's the number?
Okay, so I'm trying to think of like the most expensive hobby you can have.
Prostitution.
Well, I'm saying, like, let's say that person just wanted to throw their money away on crafting or something.
Like a hobby.
You know, like a hobby where that money, they're spending it and it's not doing them any good.
Oh, how much are hobbies?
Hobbies are expensive as hell.
Let's say it's like 10 grand.
You're a hunter.
10 grand?
10 grand was a number I thought in my head, too. Where anything 10 grand or below, I'm thinking to myself, this is
and
worth
it. And that's cashola, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, it's what?
That's like $30,000 before taxes.
It's like $1,400 a month, $1,500 a month. I mean,
that's a mortgage.
I understand, but it also makes them happy. Just like fishing or hunting or crocheting or pickleball would make them happy. If somebody was spending $1,500 a month on hunting, would you tell them to stop?
Well, no, because at least you're eating.
Well, no, maybe not. There are guys that go whole seasons without hitting a deer. How is that different than having a girlfriend in some weird country?
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as that person, you know, doesn't have your social security number and banking information.
But they probably will if it's a scam. Like, here's the thing. Like, that's
but
a
let's
great...
say you're just sending them money. Yep. You're just sending them straight, like a check, whatever, or, you know, cash,
but
gift cards, whatever. I mean, you're still kind of in control, I guess.
You're not really because you're getting jive, but like I don't think it like that's a perfect scenario where it just kind of leveled out to $1,500 a month. But you know how these things go.
Sure.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
end up just giving
right.
it all
no,
away.
I mean, they get sucked in most of the time.
They know what they're doing. They know how to extract the money from your ass.
I understand. I guess what I'm saying is, and maybe this would be impossible, right, based on what we're talking about. But if you have a choice between cut it off now and embarrass your grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, weird uncle, or say, hey, you know, you got to keep some money for yourself, too. Just be careful how much you're spending. I would lean to the second one.
So you're saying let them do it instead of having, like, the hard conversation with them about where they are in life.
I think you can try to have the hard conversation, but if they're in denial, I think you
but at least
have
you
to manage
it
the best you can.
Look, you can't control them. Like, we couldn't control my father.
Sure. I would feel guilty.
To spend his money.
I would feel guilty not telling them, you know what I mean? But I can't guarantee that they'll accept
that
information.
But like my brother had to have those hard conversations with my dad.
Yeah.
Because I have no spine.
Like you can't take a motorized cart from a grocery store to a bar and get drunk at the afternoon. Gotcha.
Yeah. Or wear rubber pants on a plane because you want to take a dump and a trip. But you have to like, thank God he did it. Like he sat down with him and he gave him the unvarnished truth and he was pissed.
Yeah.
But at least he goes, listen, man, I let him know.
But again, that's just your dad being an a-hole. Like, right. Going back to Kimmy's point a second ago, if your family member, let's say you go to your family member, best case scenario, and you go, this is fake, and they go, oh my God, you're right, I'm going to stop this. If they come to terms with the fact this person isn't real, they get hit in the face with two very hard truths.
Yeah.
One, they are gullible enough to get ripped off to this degree.
You're a fool.
Two, they may not ever meet someone real that will ever love them again.
Right.
And
which is probably the reality.
And when you, Kimmy, talk about guilt of not saying something to them, you know, I think I would feel guiltier if me saying something led to the realization that, one, you are gullible, and two, you may never find someone that will love you ever again.
Oh, I don't know. I think if I have that information, I'd have to lay it out, and they can do what they want with it. But I'd feel guiltier not saying anything and just letting them keep believing it. Because let's say one day they do figure it out, or they do come to terms with what's been going on, and they look at you and are like, well, if you knew, why didn't you tell me? I can at least say, well, I tried. You know.
Okay.
What if you do it like this? Like you look at this woman like grandpa's talking to.
Sure, right? Sure, sure.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you could say, do you really think beautiful woman wants anything to do with your crusty, nasty old ass?
Okay.
Sugar babies exist.
Yeah,
like that's what they could point. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm giving her money. Like,
but that's it. All right.
Even the guys that are sugar daddies still think that they have some kind of personality.
They do.
But that's what I'm saying. Baby. Like, I don't think that they're going to look.
Belichick.
If you tell them that, they're not going to see it as unreasonable. That's my point.
Okay. I'm going to say something mean, but I don't mean it to be mean.
No, but sometimes you have to say the mean things.
Okay. So look at me. You ready?
Yeah.
If I didn't know you well and you just showed me a picture of your wife. I would think you were being ripped off.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I don't think you do. Let me say that again. You are not even close to good enough for your wife. So for you to sit here and say, I'm going to lay out the bare truth to this person, you would be that guy.
What are you talking about?
You would be that
guy. I had to convince a guy once when we were at an event that was your wife. Because he did not believe
me. But I'm so suave.
He did not.
I'm very worldly.
Me.
You've seen my scarves.
You're not.
I have multiple scarves.
No, I understand. You got.
I don't even dance.
You know, there's another version of these romance scams.
What's that?
All right, so the men and women in the scam are actually real in these versions. They live overseas. They are romantically involved with a bunch of different people at the same time.
Yeah.
But each victim believes they are the one and only.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to let this person visit them, or they want to come and visit this person, but there's a problem.
Oh, sure.
They had their passport stolen.
Oh,
they have
visa.
No one to watch their child. All these things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
What's that?
If the person actually exists, if your grandpa, grandma, weird uncle can have those conversations and FaceTime and talk to them, is that better? They're still spending the money, but they have an actual human being.
So they're interacting.
They can interact with. They're never going to touch them. They're never going to be in the same room.
Right, but if grandpa could talk to this chick and maybe, you know.
What?
No, I'm just saying. He could, you know.
No, I don't know.
Pleasure himself while he talks to this woman. He gets some kind of like emotional and physical, you know, satisfaction, then I would be okay with that.
What?
He'd have an actual.
As long as he's getting something out of it, you're fine with it.
If grandpa could pop a little pill, rub one out, and talk to this woman and feel satisfied.
There are other services for that.
I understand, but if this is what he wants, I would be okay with that.
Based on the stories I've heard, I don't know how much physical plays into it. I think that these people just want somebody.
But that's what he wants to do.
Okay.
You know, I mean, listen, most guys want to, you know. If they're looking at a younger, beautiful woman, he's going
to
get railed.
You just have to take a pill.
Right.
So
I think it goes way beyond that because you have access to that, you know, everywhere you want.
But this is what he wants. This is what he found. Like,
okay.
It's his fantasy. I can't say he's wrong with his fantasy. I can't do that. That's your fantasy. That's what you want, and you want to spend your money on it. And if he's getting pure satisfaction out of it, I guess you really can't say anything.
I find it funny that when we have the discussion that someone's spending money on an emotional connection, that is something you can't wrap your head around. But as soon as it becomes borderline prostitution, oh yeah, no, that makes sense.
Borderline prostitution.
What would it be? You're giving her money and she's giving you sexual pleasure.
I'm not saying borderline prostitution in a bad way. I'm saying there's good people on both sides.
No, like how is a financial fee for an emotional connection worse than a financial fee for a guy playing with himself looking at a woman on a phone?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I understand that, but I guess because
for somebody's OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you got nothing.
No, I guess I'm not making my point clear. Like, but that's his fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, there are all type of fantasies, but if he's telling me this is what he wants and he has the money, I don't have any legal right to tell him no. I can explain to him how it's wrong.
No, but it's not even legal. I don't think anyone has a legal right to, like, take their, unless, you know, your parents have lost their mind, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to do what they're going to do. You can't stop it.
You can't.
The funny part about all of this, though, this whole conversation, you know, we sit here and, you know, you want to look down your nose at people that could spend money on romantic partners that don't exist or don't want them. But every single man listening to this show, Valentine's Day being the reminder, throughout their lifetime, has spent God knows how much money on women that we never had a chance with.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Drinks, dinner, gifts, things we did to try and impress them.
I'd be a millionaire.
We believed we had a shot, and we were dead in the water before we even got out of the boat.
Yeah.
How is that any different from this? How is the money we've spent on women we had no shot with any difference than Grandpa thinking he's talking to, you know, some weather girl from Florida who's actually, you know, some dude who's living in Belgium? It's the same thing.
It is. I guess the only problem is, you know, at that stage of your life, somebody else is going to have to pick up the pieces of whatever this mess turns into.
Okay.
And that's going to be on the family.
Okay.
That's the only thing that sucks about all this.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
And Grandpa's been having a lot of fun in that apartment by himself, so good luck with that cleanup.
Let's take a break. Where to raise your kids is the most important question parents will ask themselves, right? I mean, we know that school districts, major factor in where homes sell.
Yeah.
But what if I told you that anywhere you went in Monroe County, you were doing a damn good job as a parent?
This is great.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Monroe County.
Yeah.
Has been named one of the best places in New York State to raise a family.
Damn.
This according to a new study done by a financial advisor group. Story in the DNC says they use family friendliness, housing, students, academic performance, and child care costs to gauge it. And when it factored all together, Monroe County came in eighth.
Okay.
Now, it may not sound impressive, but there are 62 counties in New York State.
Pretty impressive.
So for New York, we are in like the top 15%. And Monroe County, when it came to family-friendly or raising a family areas, the only county in our region to make the top 10. Buffalo, Syracuse, not in there.
They tanked. Hmm.
So if...
Dumbass.
Yeah, you're like, that's stupid. It, again, it doesn't... Intelligence, only a tiny part. Tiny part. If you are a parent that worries your kids aren't in the right spot, this list is here to tell you that you are doing a good job. Do you agree that Monroe County is one of the best places to raise a family in the state of New York?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like affordability.
Man who has never raised family.
No, but think about, like, if you lived in Long Island.
Okay.
Like, the stress, the commute, the time you have to spend with your kids. Like, you couldn't do the errands you do with your kids in Long Island. Like, the commute you talk about just going to Fairport, can you imagine doing that on Long Island at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Tommy, let me
tell you. 5 miles.
Let me tell you something.
You couldn't do it.
You know what? As a loving parent, you find a way.
How do you find a way around traffic?
You
what are you going to be like
love parent.
Kobe and take a helicopter?
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. Not after what happened to Kobe.
Yeah, right. I would say like all those stresses plus the expense would break you.
Okay, so I understand that neither of you have raised families.
No, but I'm familiar with family.
Okay, I don't know what
I know they
got to
eat.
Okay, but no, there is a difference between watching people from the outside raise a family and actually raising a family.
But I listen to your stories.
I'm not trying to insult you.
No.
You're so sensitive.
You non-breeders, sit back and let me explain to you how genitalia works.
I set that up so I can...
In Monroe County.
I was actually setting up to ask Kimmy another question because I could actually
use her. She don't breed either.
What I would...
Well,
but not yet. I mean,
not helping.
If you want, that'll be great.
Nah, just
and we all
talking.
Support you.
As I turn to the woman who may be a breeder, as
not
Tommy
like
put it.
That.
That's what you just said.
Her turn on her terms.
Kimmy, you grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like growing up in Monroe County?
Yeah, and I think I think one of the major things here that we take for granted is our schools, our public school system. Because I think, and I know people that grew up in like Buffalo and Syracuse, and as much as like Tommy loves to crap on certain districts and things, like overall, like our school, most of our school districts are really, really good and high performing school districts. Whereas I know somebody that grew up in Syracuse, it was like, you either went to this high school or this high school and you didn't want to go to any other high school. Now, I mean, that's just their point of view.
No, I mean, Kimmy's friends are pretty reliable information.
But I do feel
top people. Top breeders.
Oh, come on,
good,
man.
Sturdy women.
I do feel like no matter where you live in the Rochester area, you're okay. You're in a good spot. You
So here's the thing. Phone number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is much easier to look at a problems place that the problems places have. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there are plenty of things that could be better for families around Monroe County. But I do think we have a lot going for us. Like most communities in our area have all different kinds of folks. Your kids are going to meet different people. They're going to try different foods. They're going to be exposed to all kinds of different activities.
And melting pot.
We've talked about this. I mean, if you pass the melting pot point, the wider net of people you meet as a kid, the more well-rounded a person you become, right?
Yeah. Open up your eyes a little bit.
I mean, I do think that's one of the major pros to this community that a lot of people don't talk about. Like, your kids are going to learn a lot of things just from the other people that they hang out with because everybody's got so many crazy different backgrounds.
All right. Okay.
And there's a lot of cheap and free stuff for kids to do in the greater Rochester area.
What are we going to get?
Well, look. Having kids costs a fortune. Everyone with kids knows that. And I understand that every once in a while, you got to shell out for the trampoline park or the laser tag, and that sucks. But there are so many parks for the kids to go play for free. There are baseball diamonds and basketball courts and free places to ice skate. Every weekend, some library or city museum gives you something for free the little ones can take advantage of. Like, if you really wanted to, as a parent, and I know it's impossible because your kids want to go roller skating every once in a while, but you could find something to do for free every single weekend in the greater Rochester area with your kids.
All right, this is all good stuff.
You think it's that much different, though, in like the other places that were behind us?
No, I don't know.
Because I would think just Buffalo being a bigger overall city, you could make the same argument, but I guess I don't know.
Well, I mean, you also do have this thing, and I've seen this traveling, and maybe I'm wrong, that the bigger a place, the more business moves in. Does that make sense? Like, the less, there's less community feel
less
to it.
Free.
Well, yes, I think that the...
it gets squeezed out.
Yes, I think the smaller a feel a town has, the more community free there is for everybody.
Green space.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, okay, I'll give you an example. Like, in Buffalo, they have this outdoor ice skating rink around the corner from the hockey rink there. It costs money.
Like downtown.
Yeah. It's really nice looking, and it's fun, and it's cool. But you got to pay to use it.
Yeah.
Whereas when you go down to Martin Luther King Park, that rink... That,
they don't charge you?
I think they charge you for rent. To rent, maybe
rent skates. But during the Christmas festival, it's all free.
Oh, really?
You go out there and skate.
Oh, I thought they whack you on it.
No whacking down there.
Well, maybe after dark.
Where the kids ice skate.
No, but the kids have left. When the creepy people come in after dark. You brought it up.
There's something you want to tell us. I said whack. I said kids ice skating, and you said
I said
whack.
They whack you on it.
No, you said whacking. After dark.
With the creepy
Anyways, we do have,
Grandpa
to your point,
Park.
You bring up the Holiday Village. We do have a lot of free festivals. But that's mostly seasonal.
I guess every community's got that stuff in the summertime.
But do we have more than others places of our size?
I don't know of any other place that's called Festival Town USA.
Oh, we didn't get that.
252 WCMF. A new study reveals that Monroe County is one of the best places to raise a family in the state of New York. We came in eighth, which I know it's like eighth, but there's 62 counties in New York, so we're in like the top 15%. The one mind-blowing thing about this study, however.
What's that?
It said the affordability of raising a family and childcare costs factored in. Do we have lower child care costs than other places in the state of New York?
A lot of parents are struggling with that right now. So if it's bad here, how bad is it in other places?
Like, that is a backbreaker.
Like, right now, everybody I know who is pregnant is already on waiting lists to get into any type of child care they can.
They got to interview the fetus. It's true. Try getting a microphone up there. Ow, 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 ow. I mean, look, we're at the point, and we've shared this in the past, nationwide, stay-at-home parenting has skyrocketed because it's cheaper to lose an income than pay for someone to watch your kid. And if child care costs is a factor, and we are listed this high as places to raise a family in New York, what does it cost to drop your kid off in other towns? Holy crap!
I'm guessing the closer you get to New York City, it would be a lot tighter.
I guess I'm more curious about Syracuse, Albany, Buffalo. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're right. Everything costs more downstate.
Right.
Right? But like in regions that are similar to ours, does it cost more for your kid to go to daycare in Buffalo, Syracuse, and Albany? You know, the other angle of that.
Yeah.
Rochester has a really good pre-K system in a lot of towns. Like most towns, Tommy, will offer free pre-kindergarten at like 3 or 4 years old.
So you get them off your hands for a few hours.
But aren't those even kind of competitive now?
Well, yeah, so they are. There are lotteries because every parent's trying to get in there. But like,
I always thought that was part of like school. That's private?
We've talked about this.
Well, they only have so much space.
Hold on, we got to back up.
They can only take so many kids.
It's public.
All right.
But yes, they have a budget.
All right.
So like child care from infant to toddler costs around $20,000 a year.
Per kid?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
And plus food?
Yeah, you can't starve the kid when they get home. What are you talking about?
I don't know, it's insane.
So if it's 20 grand a year per kid, that free pre-K, which has kind of become standard in our area, if you get your kid in, you could save 40 grand over 2 years, three, 4 years old.
All right. That's big money. Big money.
Here's what I think the most interesting question here, 252-WCMF, is it easy to raise kids in a town you're familiar with? Or is the grass is always greener mentality take over when you're looking for a place to raise your family?
Like moving to a new town?
Well, let's say, okay, so you like lived in Webster for a long time, right? If you had kids, did you want to raise those kids in Webster because you knew what living in Webster was like, or did you want to go to a place where you heard had a better school district?
Seemed good enough to me.
Okay, wow, that's a ringing endorsement for Webster.
Well, I mean, with that having
you're saying you didn't hear any bad things.
No, and I had nieces and nephews that were in the school system, and those parents were happy, and those kids turned out college educated, so good enough.
Kimmy, I think the more appropriate question would be,
what?
You grew up in Grilton.
Yep.
Right? If you were to have kids, would you want to go back to Grilton based on how good your childhood was, or would you try to find a place where it's like, I've heard it's good here?
I would go back to Grilton or Hilton, if you will. I would have no problem. But again, like, I feel that way about a lot of school districts here. So I like, it's not like I specifically am pointing to that, like, my kid has to be there.
Well, like,
I think we have a lot of options here.
I agree with you, but I look at guys like Tommy who believe there are three really good school districts in this town and the rest are crap.
Well, low.
No, they're not.
Lower. Then, like, here's this, and then lower down here, and then Jesus Christ.
The spot I grew up in, I loved it. Like, I could walk to Westgate Park and Gates every day in the summer. I had a ton of kids in my neighborhood. My elementary school was around the corner. We could ride our bikes to Russell's Ice Cream, Westgate Family Diner. Like, don't get me wrong. I like Henrietta, where we live.
Yeah.
But, like, being so far away from everything where I live, I feel like I'm taking a little bit of my kids' independence away. And I would have loved to have raised my kids where I grew up in that town.
In Gates,
yeah. I would have loved it. I think
Gates that you love with. Probably doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
The ice cream doesn't taste the same with all the additives. Those bike trails now are probably all not maintained.
Russell's is still there. Westgate Park is still there. It's actually nicer than it was when I was a kid.
I was going to say, a lot of those suburbs have grown, if anything.
Yeah, there's
more
to
there than there was.
I just think your idyllic fat childhood doesn't exist anymore. Where two chubby boys could go out for the day and they come back that night just as chubby.
It is amazing for all the running around we did. All those restaurants really kept us fed.
You all just gained weight.
Well, yeah, because there's an ice cream shop and walking distance.
In all honesty, I don't know how many people have the option to shop around for what school district
you
want to be in. Yeah. I mean, you can afford what you can afford.
You're right. I mean, that is true. It's funny. You know, 10 years ago it was, I need to be in this town.
I mean, I think people really could do their research and decide where they wanted to end up. And now it's like, all right, well, which place has houses available?
Good call.
And you got to make it work.
There you go. All right. So again, if you feel like as a parent, you're not giving everything you can to your kid, well, you woke up this morning, if you live in Monroe County, in one of the best places to raise a family in New York. So you're doing something
That's
right.
good.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
You would have thought if you waited this long, this was no longer an option for you.
Oh.
However, a story on News 8 last night says maybe not.
It can still happen?
I guess, at least according to these folks who are in the business. Because, look, man, there are three tiers of husband or boyfriend. And it doesn't, you're not a bad husband or boyfriend as you fall farther down the tier.
Mm.
You just have to adjust your plans for the day.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You got all your stuff done for Valentine's Day today?
No. I got something I got to do today.
Okay. Wait, you were bitching this morning about being ready?
I have some things you can't rush.
Oh, my God. Kimmy, is your husband good about having everything set up ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
What's he got to do, bro?
What?
Well, come on.
You got to woo Kimmy.
Platter of subs, it's done. And, you know,
still got to go get them.
And a little dessert.
He's doing
Looks
the Toki
Toki. Sipping out of his little espresso cup.
Oh, DeMarte?
No, this is the Demi-Tas.
Yeah, that's what I said. Last night, News 8 does a story.
Yeah.
And they talked to Lynn. She is the owner of the Flower Barn in Penfield.
Come down to the flower bar.
So they've been open 15 right. years. Now she talks about how Valentine's Day is like their Super Bowl.
Oh, she's cleaning up.
Right? She says they only have one delivery driver normally. Today they have four.
Okay.
And as she talks about, you know, how crazy it gets around the flower shop, she does say something surprising. Because if you wanted flowers delivered to your partner today.
You're probably out of luck now.
Not according to this one.
So I can get them today and have them delivered today.
Probably paying a premium for that.
So Lynn says today that they plan on cutting off orders for flower delivery today around 11 or 12. She says whenever they run out.
Till the end of the morning here.
But I'm with you, man. I would have thought.
So I could order a dozen roses at 10 o'clock, and she can get them to my lover that day.
Now, again.
That's impressive.
She says they cut off between 11 or 12, right, for the delivery date.
So you got the morning.
And she said they will run out. But again, let's not guarantee anything here. Don't call them up and be like, well, I heard of the break room. You said you could do this. Go yell at News 8 instead. Mm. But, Tommy, I would have thought that even the day before Valentine's Day, you were going to be SOL, right?
Mm.
All right. I always assumed when it comes to Valentine's Day, there was a three-tiered hierarchy of men based on how they buy their gifts.
All right.
So you have first what I like to call the well-prepareds.
Yeah.
Right?
The button-up guy.
Yeah, you got it. They're getting gifts a month to 3 weeks in advance. Mm. And these are the men who get jewelry, the wine, the robe, the slippers.
They're sensitive. They're caring.
They most likely use the term m'lady.
But, like, a full month before Valentine's Day, they have hid whatever they have gotten their spouse in the closet or whatever, and it's ready to roll, right? Then you have the flowers on time guys.
Okay.
All right. They are the ones 4 to 7 days before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. They go online. They schedule their flowers to be delivered wherever your wife or girlfriend works. And that's good.
They got it. It's a routine.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
And then finally, you have what I like to call the, crap guys.
The schlubs.
No, not schlubs. Either it slipped your mind or you were so busy that you didn't have time to set anything up. And that's what Wegmans and Tops and gas station flowers are for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you make the stop on the way home, and you fight your way through all the other, crap, husbands.
You're willing to deal with a little inconvenience to get it.
You're not willing, but it happened.
But right.
And we're here, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I assumed if you woke up this morning having nothing done, you were going to be fighting through that crowd of bald, fat guys that you see every year at Tops and Wegmans waiting in line for that one poor woman that's having to wrap all the flowers, right? And guys are like looking at their watches like, oh, can't you hurry up? I should have done this 8 months ago.
It's that line of schlubs.
It's not a schlub.
You just described a schlub. These bald, fat men.
No, not schlub.
You didn't paint them in the best light.
I'm not a schlub.
I'm balding. I am with you guys. Got the fryer tuck thing going on. No,
I mean, also you.
I am you. No, we've all been there.
I'm with you guys. I'm with you, schlubbies.
We have all been there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what that whole
display.
Look at
you now. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So that whole display in the front of your favorite grocery store is for.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't think any of the three men, the well-prepareds, the flowers on time, or the, husbands or boyfriends, do anything wrong. It just comes down to the flavor of what you want to deal with. You're going to spend a little more today. It's going to take a little more time today, right? But if that's how you pull it off and that's what you prefer, God bless you.
But it does show how you prioritize the holiday to your wife. Because the guy that you described a month out, he put her first. And
you were thinking way ahead. I mean,
that means you're on my mind.
You put thought into it.
Right. Yeah. You're on my mind. And I want this to be special. Last minute, balding, heavyset fellow, non-schlub, it kind of fell down the to-do list. And I think that carries a lot of weight.
You also described the gifts for well-prepared guy way better than you did.
Well, only because you can't get flowers a month ahead of time.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to plan like this, like, you have to find
something. They'll be actual gifts.
Yeah, they're non-perishables, right? And you maybe have budgeted for this. But hold on, no, I want to counterpoint what you just said.
Counter up.
Okay, thank you.
I enjoy a good counter.
Because you talk about prioritizing, you know, the well-prepareds prioritize the month in advance. Mm-hmm. No, like, bro, on a daily basis, we as men are prioritizing our partners. So just because I didn't prioritize getting you a gift didn't mean I didn't prioritize making sure you have time if I take the kids a certain place, making sure that you know that I love you by doing other things leading up to Valentine's Day. Like, in reality, if you are waiting for Valentine's Day, Tommy Mulé, to show how much your wife means to you, Tommy Mulé, well, maybe you're a bigger failure of a husband than the guys that are yelling, ah, crap, in Tops and Wegmans today.
Says the anthem of the schlub.
The anthem of the schlub is one of my favorite Van Morrison songs. You're a big old fat bald schlub. You used to say, fat.
I'm thinking about it, and there was a couple I knew and I always thought they were pretty unique in this, but maybe I'm wrong. They were big on saving money, deals, sales.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so he would actually wait until like late Valentine's Day, early the next day. Well, he had the mentality of, well, I'm going to get more for my, I'm going to get a nicer arrangement for cheaper or nicer
just
stuff
a little
for
dried
cheaper.
Out. Candy might be turning
white.
Because
it's the next day. And she was fine with it because she wanted to save money, too. Right. Like, it was, it
why just,
worked.
Why don't you just skip Valentine's
Day? Right. It kind of takes away from the day.
No, you're still doing something for them.
But it's like day old.
But I guess if she's cool with it, then you can be that guy.
No, but like, listen to what you're saying, Tommy. Yeah. Right? Because, like, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is not real.
Oh, no.
It's a religious holiday that has nothing to do with the guy it's named after.
Oh, okay.
Did you not know it was a religious holiday?
No, I just thought it was a made-up thing for the card company.
St. Valentine's Day. Yes, it
That's
is.
That's an actual guy?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
So he's like in heaven?
Well, he's a saint. I would hope so.
So he's in heaven?
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah, I don't think, I don't know how many saints are in hell.
I don't know.
Kimmy, can
Well, there had to be a bad, one of these saints had to go bad.
They wouldn't have been a saint. It's
No, like he gets sainted, then he turns.
It's not like the Cosby Show ends and then worse things can happen. You're already dead. You can't be All a right. living saint. You went to a religious school.
I didn't pay attention in a religious
school. Okay, what I'm getting at is
What's that?
You're sitting here talking about how important it is and all of these things.
Prioritize
you know, why would you and you know, why would you even do it if you didn't do it on Valentine's Day? Bro, we're just being led around by people telling us what we should do on a day that doesn't really matter.
But I don't think your wife I don't think most wives want you day after cheap out Valentine's.
Is she still getting flowers? Is she still getting chocolate?
Take it or leave it, baby.
I still got
That's
it for
the
you.
Deal.
Okay, you want to buy in big consumerism? Man!
Well, it keeps the economy going.
What is it? You just say that for everything.
You just chintz out a day-old, dried-out arrangement?
I'm still spending money. Keeps the economy going from what I hear.
All right.
Kimmy, tell me about St. Valentine.
Well, okay.
I believe he died.
Was he an actual guy?
He was a martyr, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, he was. Well,
he was known for ministering persecuted Christians. St. Valentine.
I think he got eaten by a lion, if I remember correctly.
Oh. But didn't everybody die that way?
He said he secretly married Christian couples.
So he's like Roman dude?
Okay, this is a weird one. In one story, St. Valentine restored the sight of a blind girl who loved bees.
There you go. You know how she got blind? Bees. It was the original My Girl.
So he performed miracles.
Well, yeah, he's
Does
a
every
saint.
Saint have to perform a miracle?
To be canonized, going back to my theology Catholic school. To be canonized as a saint, you have to have one confirmed miracle.
All right, so he gave this girl her sight.
He's the patron saint of epilepsy and beekeepers.
Wait, he oversees people that
patron
epilepsy?
Saint. Everything has a patron saint. So if you're an epileptic beekeeper, this is your guy.
That's my saint.
There you go.
I'm trying to find out how he died.
I'm trying to remember.
So he died in the Colosseum. That's it.
I don't know.
He did die in Rome.
Okay.
Oh, he got eaten by the lion.
I feel like it was a lion eating, but I could be wrong.
So he was one of the Christians that got eaten.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time.
Man, what a way to go.
Not fun. What do you mean, what a way to go? You would want to be eaten by a lion?
Well, I mean, that's the way the Christians went back then.
I can't think of a more horrific way to die.
Oh.
Wait, what happened? Did they fillet him? I can't remember. It was something bad.
Yeah, decapitation.
Okay, that's not good.
Yeah, he was executed.
Wait, the lion had a knife? That's a badass lion. I didn't know they had thumbs back then.
He was executed for refusing to deny Christ by the order of the Emperor Claudius in the year 269.
And nothing says flowers, chocolate, and love like honoring a man who was decapitated after he gave sight back to a woman who loved bees.
Yep.
So is my bloody Valentine.